This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. If you wander around a grocery store, where things are can seem random. But it's far from that. Food and beverage manufacturers often have to pay money to get their products onto shelves, and that can be particularly hard for small manufacturers. And even if they make hot products like organics and naturals, it can be really tough for small companies to compete against the big guys. Marketplace's Annie Baxter looks at some of these challenges.
Welcome. Please scan your first item.
Andy Horo is stoked to see his company's new bottled tea in the refrigerated case in a Julasco, the grocery chain in Chicago. And that fridge is prime real estate. It's in a high-traffic area right near the checkout.
This is coveted space.
Horo is chief marketing officer of Wholesome Tea, a small company based in the Chicago suburbs. Its new bottled tea is called Inco's Organic Energy Tea. It's a healthy take on energy drinks, a white tea base with ingredients like ginseng.
People obviously want energy. They're continually looking for caffeine and other products to give them a boost throughout the day, but they're looking for something better.
Landing the product in the refrigerated case, where the chances of customers noticing it and buying it are much higher, it's kind of just luck. Horo and his partners bought the Inco's brand a couple years ago and gave it an organic reboot. Their company is young and doesn't have a distributor coming into Julasco constantly to make sure products get into that cold drink case or are well stocked over in the organic aisle. Instead, those tasks may fall to the retailer, which has tons of other products to stock.
I mean, most of the stores here, they do a great job, but sometimes when retailers restock the shelves, they put the new stuff in front and they don't always pull it forward.
So old inventory may pile up, which is clear today. Horo grabs a bottle off the shelf.
This is one of mine. This is a really old one. It actually expired quite a while ago.
Many of the competing products on the shelves do have the benefit of what's called direct store delivery, where delivery reps come in regularly to restock and rotate products. This is a really big deal because if your product isn't on the shelf, you lose sales. But those distribution services are expensive and out of reach for many small manufacturers. That's according to Gary Hemphill, Director of Research with the Beverage Marketing Corporation.
Those systems are closed off to a lot of startups because they're dominated by the big companies, by the Pepsis and the Cokes. So tricky to get in because those companies would prefer to be distributing their own products because it's more profitable for them that way.
A surprising number of Wholesome Tea's competitors have big conglomerates behind them. Honest Tea, owned by Coca-Cola. Sweetleaf, Nestle. Tazo, it's a Starbucks product. And if their deep-pocketed parent companies don't distribute them, those brands turn to independent distributors, which for startups might still be too expensive. Startups do have their advantages, though. Deanna Sheehan with Kantar Retail says the big companies may have more baggage, especially in the organic and natural space.
With the larger companies who invest in organic and natural brands, they have a credibility issue. They also have a legacy issue.
So small companies doing something new in that segment may appeal to retailers and to consumers like Niwatha Morris.
I like this flavor the best.
At a Mariano's grocery store in Chicago, Morris says she used to buy name brand teas because her kids liked them. Now she's buying Inco's, the brand Andy Horo works on.
They used to drink the Snapple, but I got them into drinking the sugar-free teas.
This makes Andy Horo giddy.
Come on!
This is my brand.
Given these little victories, I ask Horo to what extent small firms like his pose a threat to the bigger conglomerates. This question appears to strike him as absurd. He used to work on big brands at Pepsi and knows their advantages.
Being in a big brand, you have the power of the retailer listening to you all the time. You sell a lot of product. People want to work with you. You dial them on the phone, they're going to pick up the phone and take your call.
Whether it's getting the retailer's attention or keeping products well stocked, Horo says for the little guys, it's all just a lot harder. In Chicago, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.